Thank you for tuning in to the Get School Block Party, where music meets mindset. We are a monthly informational, insightful, and inspiring podcast for people who are ready to unlearn unproductive habits, thoughts, and behaviors in order to live their best life. Through these lyrics that you will hear of featured songs from multiple genres, the Get School Block Party will bring you insightful strategies and helpful tools to cope with your everyday life. Tune in to some amazing guests and wonderful insight. The Get School Block Party, where music meets mindset. All right, so everybody just heard the amazing, incomparable Memphis anthem. Being from Memphis, I love this song. I remember being in college, listening to this song, and Nobody Needs Nobody doesn't need any kind of extra to add to it. But for the first time in our podcast history, not only are we going to dive into the lyrics of a particular song, but we have the artist. We're not just somebody talking about the song. We actually have the artist on with us tonight. None other than Memphis rap hip hop legend himself, Gangsta Black. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good.
You're so calm. You're like, I'm doing good. Listen.
Yeah, I'm doing real good.
So this song, so Nobody Needs Nobody's collaboration with you and Playa Fly, it's over what, 20 years old this song is?
Yeah, about 21 years old.
About 21 years old and still a banger to this day. Talk to me a little bit about the lyrics of this song, your contribution to the lyrics of this song. What was the heart behind it?
I'm gonna take the we and turn that W to a M. How I came into play of sitting back listening. Oh, people tell the stories about fiction.
Yeah.
People was making up things. So what I did was, instead of lie, if I ain't see it, wanted to do it, done it, or almost, I refused to write it. So I wrote in the third party because I had people around me that did mostly everything. And so it's like a hard body. Yeah. The lyrics of that song is like a hard body. It's like, you know, I'm saying it's an interview with me interviewing myself, asking me this and comparing me to that, because the whole song is just comparisons. Yeah. I'm comparing myself to things like Blacker the Beauty but Better. I need more cheese in the chair. You know, I'm just comparing this to that and then taking that to somewhere else.
So
if you can understand what I said.
I do. I understand exactly what you're saying, man. Listen, and it felt like, you know, in the song, you know, our listeners, we have a lot of different topics, man. We talk about relationships, family, like I've had my mom on. We talk about politics. We talked about all this. And it felt like in your song, like you were talking about, like, the economic disparities that exist in Memphis. So, like, this is what, you know, you got to grind it out for your kid. You know,
that was 20, I'm not cutting you off, family, but that was 20 years ago, and it's relevant right now.
Right now.
It's relatable right now.
That's right. So this is another thing, right? So you said, you talked about the strain on family. One of my favorite lines, and listen, I got to pause this interview for total transparency. Not only is this a Memphis hip hop legend, this is my family. This is my cousin that I grew up with. And so there's a part in the song that always resonated with me. I don't care where I was listening to this song, but you talked about grandmama. You talked about grandmama staying on you. And you know, you lost your mother very young. You lost your father.
Right.
Contrary to popular belief, you were very young still. And so grandmama and granddaddy raised you. Talk to me a little bit about that family strain. Like, how did that grow you into the man that you are today?
Because it made me a man by telling me I was a man. And I don't know if they did it to me because I was so young and trying to, I'm not going to say cover up, but trying to cope. Yeah. Don't grow up in pain.
Right.
You might as well go and grow up now. Right now, from the words coming out of my mouth, coming out this Bible that we're going to read to you, you might as well grow up now. And I come up with that to say this, everything I got it from them. I ain't get it from nobody else. Everything they put in me, I put it out to other things to prosper. Everything I got, I owe it to them people right there, man, in that Bible.
That's good. Listen, there's somebody right now, man. We got people of all ages that listen to this podcast, and there's a young person, you know, who's trying to see their way clear. They're trying to, you know, maybe they lost their mom, maybe they lost their dad, maybe they don't have a grandmama and granddaddy, right? And they trying to figure it out. They like, life ain't over for me just because the people who were guiding me, you know, are no longer here. You know, you got to take that. You said something about like taking that pain, right, and not hiding it. So can you have to give advice to a young cat right now that may be feeling like they out here by themselves? How do you cope with that?
You really don't. You really don't cope with it. I just you got to learn how to deal with it. You got to learn how to just, it's a piece of clothes. You know what I'm saying? And you got to put it on every day. You can't leave it on the dresser. You can't leave it under the cover. Can't leave it in the closet. You got to put it on every day because you ain't going to wake up and it's coming if it's already gone.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can think about. You can ask questions till you're blue in the face. It's over with. So how you going to deal with it? You going to deal with it every day it's gone, or you just put that coat on and know it's gone and keep it moving? Try to stay, try your best to stay focused and planning and grounded. Mistakes going to come and ask questions. My grandma used to tell me, ask all you want, as long as you don't answer back. Till one time I answered back and she said, I have nothing to say because that was a right answer.
Right. That's good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of it is just, it's you. Everything is really just you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with crying. Ain't no wrong with getting frustrated. Ain't no wrong with separating yourself from things. Long as you know it, don't never lose your sense of humor. Keep that together.
That's good. So listen, talk to me about a time. So we're not going to just talk about, you know, your loss, but like everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. Talk to me about, how did you get started? How did you get started in the music industry? I know a little bit, but talk to the listeners about how you got started.
Music was on both sides of my family, my mama's side, my father's side. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was church every day, all day. So if it's church every day, all day, it ain't just reading. It's half reading and half singing.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So if I ain't doing nothing, I'm probably humming a hymn in my head or something like that, and then it just coincided with this music that's going on, and I just took what I already knew and made it sound good on another chalkboard. You know what I'm saying? And
I remember you taking the old like shoebox tops when we were little. And
right.
Writing your rhymes on the back of the shoebox tops, or you know, taking like the white packs out of like the pantyhose, right? And like rhymes on like the rawness of that. People don't understand that when you get flooded as an artist, when you get flooded with creativity, you just got to get it out wherever you can write it out, right?
Right, because when it comes, you ain't always prepared.
That's right. So let me ask you this. So if you had to say like the largest hurdle, right? So here we are 21 years after this particular song, you know, the song's saying nobody needs nobody, but then in the song it's saying all I need is me and my dogs, right? So it's not really that nobody need nobody.
Right.
It's
really like you don't. But you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the part that you do, you know, a man's best friend.
Not
putting everybody in the frame of a dog, but
right.
There was no other way I could put that in form to be. I try to write exactly how I think. Just like I try to text girls just like I talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it might not be worded, but it's well read.
Yes. And so when you say nobody needs nobody, so then let me tell you what it looked like for me. I remember being in college, and when it came on, so we went to school. I didn't go to school in Memphis. So all the folks from Memphis, when they put that song on at the party, all the folks from Memphis, even if we didn't rock in the same crew, in the same groups, when that came on, we had like this unifying dance moment at the party or at the whatever, at the club or whatever. And we would always sing it. And the other thing that I noticed was when I got a little bit older in my college career, it became an anthem for me and my friends. So it was,
right.
It was like, I don't need nobody but the people I'm rocking with. So it's, right. it's us and them. It wasn't just,
right.
I don't need nobody. It was like, I don't need no favorites, right? I don't need no.
Right, right. I don't need that. I'd rather have this.
Right, right.
You know.
Right. So check this. In a recent article, I saw an article, I think it was the Daily Memphian wrote about this being, you know, like I said, the 21st or so year of the release of that Nobody Needs Nobody. And I remember, again, being in school and hearing this song, and I would always say, that's my cousin's song. And so people would say, oh, you know, oh, your cousin play a fly? Nah, my cousin Gangsta Black, right? So there was this early, you could tell that there was this early ownership conversation that took place.
Right.
So
right.
In that interview, you talked about, you said the song did good for us. The song did bad for us. The song worked magic for us. The song created havoc for us. Talk to the listeners about your thoughts on friendship and business.
It ain't no honor amongst thieves. Not saying that this particular situation was that situation, but ain't no friendship in business. Ain't no favors and help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like doing something for somebody and they're going, you know, and the person that did it just keep on talking about what they did or vice versa. Asking for something and when you get it from the person, the next person you take it to is presented by you. You don't even say that you was helped. You don't say nothing about where you came from. You just showed up with that and you showed out. You know what I'm saying? So I made that song. I wrote that song.
Yes, sir.
That song was already recorded with the late great my godfather Harry Bean. I recorded it at his studio. You know what I'm saying? Without Player Fly, Eben Young, without Bill Young, it was just his father. It was just me and my partner, which we came up with the hook. Nobody needs nobody. All I did is me and my dog, because he was right beside me. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, the song, I was going through some. Mm-hmm. Family problems.
Yeah.
And I had to leave and move to Atlanta to stay with my brother. The exact time family was advising me to leave, the song was getting hot as a boil water on the stove. And I had added somebody else. I added Fly and I added his dad on the song. So with me not being here, you would never think that this was what your friend would do. Take ownership of the whole song. You know what I'm saying? To where you got people out here saying, play or fly, nobody needs nobody. I can't get mad.
Right.
Because I'm not mad.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I know these my pair of shoes. You might put them on, they ain't fitting your feet, partner. But I know them my shoes. You might have them on, but you ain't walking right in them shoes. You know what I'm saying? But that goes on so far because I can say that till I'm blue in the face. On paperwork, Jones took ownership of my work.
Right.
And that causes chaos sometimes on my work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That causes problem with my work. That causes a gap in our friendship because of my work. Why am I sitting here having anything to say about you about mine?
Right. And so when you talk,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm really big on. And you know, when I think about friendship and business, I've done business with people that, you know, that I would consider friends. But I'm gonna tell you something. I don't do nothing without paper. Like you gonna sign,
right.
We don't sign, like we don't even have a conversation.
But that being said, that I cut you off, but cause you gotta go back 21 years.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't no paper.
Just your word.
Wasn't no podcasting, wasn't no social media, wasn't no Facebook. Wasn't no SoundCloud, wasn't no Tidal, wasn't no iTunes. We were recording on 8 tracks. I mean, we were recording on DAT tapes. You know what I'm saying? DAT machines. We wasn't in Pro Tools.
DAT tapes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, we was recording on cassette. They would the cassette tapes that you can't put into a car. That wouldn't play on your house radio. They only play in the computer. That's as far as we was up to date with technology was a DAT machine. Now you got Pro Tools, sonar, this and that. Woo-woo. You can make a whole song on your cell phone.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. So you took it. You know, you took that all of that, all those lessons, and you made. And I listen. I've seen. You know, I don't want to jump too quickly, but I've seen that. You know, you got some new projects that are dropping. You definitely had tons of projects in the last 21 years that you dropped, but you got some new stuff on the horizon. Talk to the listeners about what you got on the horizon in terms of your new songs, your new music that's dropping.
Well, you basically can do the simplest thing in the world. Type, you can go to YouTube, well, all platforms, you just type in New Gangsta Black. It's going to shoot you to everything, even from my fan club page to Spotify to iTunes, SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? But everything is on the TMR royalty. And
let's talk about that. TMR, what's that? Three times? What is it?
Yeah, three times.
What is it? Talk TMR. To me about what that means. Talk to the listeners.
Three times is just greater than they won.
Yes, sir.
So instead of me saying Taylor Made, I'm just going to say Taylor Made three times, and this world, we roared to kings and queens. I was born from a king. My mom was a queen. I'm royalty. I have always lived in a castle.
Yes, sir. I love it.
I love it too, cuz.
We're here at the Get School Block Party. We got a couple things that we do as tradition. As we come to this wonderful interview with Memphis's own Gangsta Black. And so we ask these questions. We ask two questions to everybody that comes on the podcast. As you think back over your life, like, listen, it ain't gotta be your song. It ain't gotta be the song we talked about today, but what is your all-time favorite song ever? Like, you can listen to it every day on repeat for the next 50 years. What's that song?
I hate to say it because I wrote it, but when I was writing it, I knew what it was to me, and that is It's So Hard on Me.
Oh, yes. Listen, y'all don't know that one. That's my...
You know.
Why it's so hard,
so hard on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. So if you haven't heard that song by Gangsta Black, you should definitely YouTube that one, Gangsta Black, It's So Hard on Me. One of the final things that we ask before we let you go, because we at the Get School Block Party believe that purpose matters, that everything about our life is intentional, what would you like to hear God say to you when you arrive at the pearly gates of heaven? Not well done, but like if you had to get like just the ultimate phrase that God could say to you that would sum up your life, what would that be?
I hate it was time for you to leave because I wish you could have stayed a little longer.
Oh, man. Wow. So you still feel like even when it's time for you to go, you have more work to do, more relationships to build, more love.
Just some more completions.
Yes,
but like they say, everything started, got in. It's a lot of things that have been took away from everybody that you wish was not gone or wish was not taken. But But that's the only thing I can hear them saying.
I love it.
You know, I'm not saying it's your time to go, but you just got to leave from where you at.
Yes. And we all got to end date, you know, contrary to what people believe, this thing does end. We don't have any control a lot of times over when it ends. And none of the time over when it ends, but it does end. Listen, I have considered myself blessed to be here with my family, Gangsta,
right.
Memphis hip hop legend. If you have not heard the classic, it's over 21 years. Oh, look, you're getting an exclusive. The author of that piece is none other than Courtney Gangsta Black Harris Ingram. He is a phenomenal artist. He is an amazing lyricist. Follow him on YouTube, Facebook. He has a fan page. Google all Gangsta Black's hottest music. And we are so blessed to have you here. Family, I love you. God bless you. And we will talk to you soon.
God bless you, cuz. I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Man,
with
you,
nothing else to say after that. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I love you, cuz.
Love you, too.
All right.